Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we are going to start Unit 9, Sovereignty. And let us first introduce the chapter. Generally, we see that the state is our state and it is for our benefit. All of us have rights given by the Constitution. And the state has to respect them. We also know that the government is responsible for the maintenance of peace and security. For this purpose, the government makes laws and has a right to punish those who disobey them. But the question is, why do we obey the law and what is state authority? We experience state authority everywhere in our routine life. For example, when we demand some favor from the authorities and the authorities refuse to grant us the same, we protest. We do it because we feel that we have a right to get what we think we deserve. And the government is duty bound to work for us. For all this is well known, then why, you might say, we have to study what we already know. But are we sure that we know it properly, or our knowledge is just scanty? The fact is that we only have a dim view of the state power or sovereignty. It seems to be very simple, but the fact remains that it is one of the most complicated notions in political science, and a rudimentary understanding has no meaning because state power is not something which is theoretical and confined to books. We have to face it, especially when our friend and we find the government unresponsive or even insensitive. Therefore, while studying political science, we need to go into details to study the concept of sovereignty very clearly and precisely. For after all, it is with this and other basic concepts and definitions that we should later try to understand the great complexities of the societies we live in. Now let us move to the next point. What is sovereignty? Sovereignty is the key concept in traditional political theory. It constitutes one of the four elements of the state, without which statehood remains incomplete. Derived from the Latin term supermissus, which means supreme, sovereignty denotes the supreme power of the state to extract obedience from the people who inhabit it. It means that the power of the state is unquestionable and the state has a right to demand allegiance from its citizens. It also means that the violation of the command of state would invite penalties or other punishment. This is also called internal sovereignty. Internally, the state is supreme to any individual or organization living or functioning within its boundaries, and they have to function under the laws and command of the state. None can claim superiority over the or immunity to the state. The power of the state over them is original, total, unlimited, and all comprehensive. Sovereignty also has an external connotation. which means that in the committee of states, every state is supreme and is free to cast its destiny. No other state or any international organization can claim superiority to a state. The state may be subjected to certain treaties or other obligations, but they are self-imposed obligations on the part of the state. None can compel or enforce any obligation on the state which it is not willing to accept. Thus, the state is equipped with internal and external sovereignty that gives it overriding powers over individuals, groups, and organizations and makes it absolute. Now let us move to the next point, some definition of sovereignty. Sovereignty is the supreme power over citizens and subject unrestrained by law. This is defined by the Bodin. And the next is Grotius. Sovereignty is the supreme political power vested in him, whose acts are not subject to any other and whose will cannot be overridden. The next one is Blackstone. Sovereignty is the supreme, irresistible, absolute, uncontrolled authority in which the supreme legal power resides. The next one is Duquet. Sovereignty is the commanding power of the state. It is the will of the nation organized in the state. It is the right to give unconditional orders to all individuals in the territory of the state. The next one is Willingly. Sovereignty is the supreme will of the state. The next one is Solitaire. Sovereignty is the exercise of final legal coercive power by the state. The next is Hensley. Sovereignty is the concept which maintains no more if no less than that there must be an ultimate authority within the political society if the society is to exist at all. The next one is David Held. Sovereignty means the political authority within a community which has the undisputed right to determine the framework of rules, regulations, and policies within a given territory and to govern accordingly. Now let us move to next topic, that is the meaning of sovereignty. The above mentioned definitions of sovereignty project the traditional view of sovereignty, which emphasized the following points. Sovereignty is an attribute of the state. It is the supreme will of the state. It is a legal coercive power of the state. The sovereign makes the laws and extracts obedience from the people. Sovereignty lies in a person or a body of persons. The power of the sovereign is absolute and unlimited. Here we want to wind up today's lecture. Thank you so much for your attention.